Hey everybody, Triple Option is back. We are at video number 4 of our spring report card series. And today we are going to be talking about Lamar transfer offensive lineman Bless Harris. Going to be going through every single play of the spring game. If you are so interested, which you should be as a subscriber to the channel, right? Check out our other 3 videos we've done in the series. We've got one more coming after this talking about the true freshman cornerbacks. But today we're going to be talking about Bless Harris. Every single play going to be grading, looking at the technique, breaking down the minutiae as only we can do. Adam and Kevin, how art thou?
Doing excellent.
Chef's kiss. Oh my God. We are just ready to roll.
It is good to have our humble host back.
Yeah, oh, please, you guys. No, you didn't. You were great. You guys are good. Now listen, you're chef's kissing. You're feeling excellent. Let's get right to the film. Let's just take advantage of this great feeling as we can. All right. Point out where our boy Bless is right here. Our Lamar boy.
So he's down here at the bottom of the screen, right tackle. You want to give him a little circle? There we go.
A little underline.
Bloop.
So this is position. There's some debate about whether he's a guard or a tackle. I think he's a tackle in this offense, and I think he's your starting right tackle based on what I watched in the spring. Nice little down block.
What personal characteristics does he have, Adam, that you're pretty confident that he's both a tackle and that he is going to be the starting right tackle?
He's athletic, and I think he possesses enough length to be a tackle as opposed to a guard.
So here's some kind of in a pass set.
Feet are a little dead in the beginning. He's working an inside move, passes that off to a blitzer. Nice set inside, doesn't get too deep. He's able to kind of control that.
Last second, kind of picks up this blitzer.
Yeah, I mean, that's solid there. That's what you're looking for.
Interception wasn't great, but not his fault, right?
Yeah,
we'll talk about that in the DB, in the cornerback video that's coming up.
Good tease, Kev. You are such a professional.
All right, so here they're running some outside zone. He gets Derek McClendon turned out. You like to see him get him moving more laterally here. McClendon kind of stands him up.
Yeah, so to give some indication of what this is, outside zone. So his job is to race this defensive end to the outside, beat him outside, and hopefully pin him inside to give that outside lane. And if you can't pin him, then you want to push him out so you can open up this gap as much as possible.
Correct. Yeah, you're essentially taking this end where he wants to go. You really can't be wrong. The problem is McClendon does a nice job of kind of getting it set there. Of course, as soon as Robert Cooper destroys Maurice Smith up the field, that thing's cutting way back inside anyway.
Yeah, but
it doesn't get out there.
You don't want, I guess the point is, if you get pushed back instead of pushing to the side, it kind of stops the momentum to this running back, and that's exactly what you don't want.
And there's where I think the problem starts with Bless Harris at this point. I don't think he possesses the physical strength right now to be really what you're looking for. I think you've got to.
It really shows itself on that play.
Way too high. His elbows are way too wide here. That's not great technique. I'm sure Alex Atkins had an absolute shit fit about this one.
But he doesn't seem to bend his knees that well from these first couple plays.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's a little bit slower on the pass set here. So you can see how fast McClendon is off the line. So he hasn't been able to kind of get his feet about him. The wide arms.
Your elbows should never be out like this as an offensive lineman. That's losing technique.
Yeah, no pterodactyl arms for sure.
No,
I think.
Okay, Craig Kimbrell.
It does look like Kimbrell. I think there's a school of thought that's a little bit more modern where they're grabbing the outside of the shoulder pads.
Oh, I hate that, dude. As a former offensive line. I guess that's the new school, but I think that looks ugly. Dude, I don't like it.
Sure
I feel like it's so open
sure
to being
he's
holding.
Going for here.
I mean, you can see what someone who's been in the program a little bit longer, has a little bit more experience, Robert Scott, look at his elbows on this play versus Bless Harris's. So,
I think
he gets into the chest of Jared Verse. He's
I do
well
think some
set.
Of it is physical development, though. He's coming from Lamar. You know that they're, what they had there was not up to snuff, what he's got at his availability here at Florida State. I think, an offseason in the weight room is going to help him.
I think so, too. And he's not getting the technique is poor, at least from these few plays, but he's not getting, there's not a whole bunch of whiffs.
No,
he's engaging with the defensive end every play. This, I think, is better.
And I see good effort. Like, I think that that's something that, it excites me. You know, I hate to mention this name, but I think back to the days of Juwan Williams. He just didn't even try. Man. He got his ass kicked and didn't try. I mean, this is, there's effort here. There's a level of toughness.
Yeah, good energy on that play. Yeah, absolutely. Stuck with the block to make sure that Travis didn't get destroyed, right?
Yeah, correct.
And you can see, yeah.
Oh, that's much better. That's much better.
Well, this time, for whatever reason, they're trying to power rush him. And
there's not trying to power rush. There's a lunge there. That's not good. I think if McLennan's on an actual speed rush here, he beats him again. It looks like they're trying to contain Jordan here a little bit.
Yeah, this isn't a good look. So he's opening himself to an inside move here.
I take back what I just said then.
But I think he's going against McClendon, whose strength is his strength at this point as a pass rusher. So you're kind of seeing strength against weakness.
What the hell? Damn light.
Here he is against someone a little bit more average, what he's going to face against an average ACC opponent, I think.
What do you think about the weight distribution? It looks like he kind of leans forward a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Are you fine with that?
He's okay there. He's okay there. I don't know. I think he's all right in general. I mean, see, he gets set up the field too hard, too wide here, and then gets beat back inside. He should be able to reset. His feet are a little too wide there, I think.
Yeah.
But he's not able to reset up inside to this move when it crosses his face.
Yeah, because he's so wide.
And he doesn't possess the punch with that left hand here to knock that rush off.
Right. You can't reroute it.
If you think of some of the better offensive tackles in the country, and I mean I'm talking about the best of the best, they're able to knock that thing off his track with their left hand. And he just doesn't possess that power. Now that's better.
Yeah.
Because he's back. There's a little lunge there, but he's just a little more patient. He stays back on it here. He's not going to look for it. He's letting it come to him, and then he does lunge. I'm sure again, Atkins is not thrilled about that, but his set in the beginning is better. He's not in a big rush. He's got to trust in his abilities to be able to catch back up to that.
Yeah. See, this is kind of the frame of the lunge. He's reaching out off balance here. A good inside move is going to get him.
Gets all forward.
But I think he does a good job moving his feet when he's not getting bull rushed.
Yeah.
Outside of the lunge.
Yeah, I think that too, as far as the shuffling and the quickness from side to side. He's definitely an athletic guy. It's just there's a lot of polishing to do, but at least you have some good tools to work with.
There's a nice job. That's a nice job working in tandem here. They handle the stunt pretty well.
Can you tell who the guard is on that side?
I believe it's Zane. It might be Zane Herring. Okay. Or it's either Zane Herring.
Oh, look, and he calls out before, too.
Estes is down at the bottom.
That's good communication just from even pre-snap, see?
Mm-hmm. We're seeing that he's checking the rusher off the edge. Doesn't come. Yeah. I like that.
Very positive.
Yeah, you see the tools there, I think.
Yeah, I'm with you. Just polish it up a smidge, but yeah, there's something there.
I think time in the weight room will do him a lot of good. I think that'll build that confidence that he can handle some of these rushes.
Yeah, I think you're seeing that when he's not being blown off his feet, he's all right with his he's all right with his footwork.
That's
and
a hell
his
yes.
communication.
No, I know what you mean, dude. Yeah. I'm just a
and
bastard.
Here he is. He's
there. He's against Fabian Lovett.
He's anchoring against a big old defensive tackle, so that's an improvement.
Yeah. No, that's good, dude. That's a good like stalemate slash win for the offensive line, right? It gave Jordan enough time to step up, mm-hmm. and he completed the throw. Yeah, that's very positive. Yeah,
so big number zero, they pick up this little stunt as well. So it's good. This is better communication. A couple years ago, I did a offensive line series where I looked at it, and about a third of the sacks were just off of miscommunication. To have a transfer come in and be able to pick up these stunts and stuff.
Nice. They were free shots too, Kevin. Like they were kill shots the entire time.
He's on that block a little too long.
Tries to get to the next level.
Got to get off that block a little bit quicker. He's got to use that left hand, give that thing a shove, get up to the next level.
Yeah, so this is a kind of a zone blocking scheme here. Or I guess it's I guess it's like a pin and pull.
It's like a power scheme.
But basically, when you got this double team backside, you just want to push this guy into your inside so you can peel off and get the scraping linebacker.
Yeah, make sure that he's fully engaged before you. So a little short, but he still does get a little piece of the guy at the second level. So, yeah, these aren't total whiffs that you have to clean up. Like, there's...
Oh, not bad. Stay with... Oh.
So he gets a little high when he does this back pedal when he gets into his drop. I mean, you can see how vertical he kind of gets. And I think that's what's opening him up to let the defensive end get into his chest a little bit. But he still holds his own all right there.
I'm telling you, this kid develops a punch, he's going to be good something.
Well, just something to reroute, like the same way the good cornerback can jam and mess up the timing. Like, it's the same concept with an offensive tackle. I'm with you, Adam.
Boy, look at that athleticism pull, though.
Yeah, that's
some bitch can move.
I think that's why I like him, is because, yeah, pass setting needs a little work, but you don't see tackles that move across the line of scrimmage like this. Even though the ball went the other way.
Yeah. Well, still, I mean, with Norvell's offense, with all the movement, that helps.
So he gets blown up here.
Yeah, giving up that chest again.
In the run game.
So, top of the screen. Was that Jared Jackson?
They're running some counter.
And he's like inviting it. It's like, just punch me directly in the middle of my man.
But there
boots.
You go. That's what you like to see.
Oh, what's up, big guy?
So he's now on the backside of this outside zone.
Yeah. So he's a safety runner, and he's just picking off anything that shows.
But you see his athleticism, you see the speed.
Yeah. See a little power. Hey, Bryant, how you doing?
What's up, man? He's becoming one of my favorite, like, FSU, like, former player media guys. He's good.
I agree with you.
Just
his
like
his pod's actually really good too. I enjoy
it. Is it? Yeah. I listen to too many pro wrestling pods. I'll try to put it in there.
All right. Just like the ACC network coverage of the spring game, we are also getting sidetracked.
Lost in space.
Yeah, I don't think there's... I mean, he's down blocking.
Yeah,
but he can't get downfield because it's a pass just, play.
Yeah, that's just kind of like a blah play.
All right, more outside zone. All right, so that's a clear whiff, and this is a gainer if he picks this thing up. Kind of gets hung up there, it looks like. Looks like he's taking a little bit of a bad track.
Yeah, I think he's not expecting this guy. This is a safety, it looks like. I don't think he's expecting
quick
as he is.
That's tough. That's tough. That's a tough ask for that tackle.
That's a bad angle too, though, right? Mm-hmm. But that's not a natural place for a tackle to be.
Is it better pass set?
Nice set on the screen. Yep. Patient again. Seems like when he struggles, it's with those guys when they're coming hell off the edge.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing we don't see a lot of wide nine.
You say good thing we won't see a lot of wide nine from the teams that we play, Adam? Is that what
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, bodes well. He's not going to see guys.
Yeah, I agree.
In their sprinter stances a lot.
So this against the second team. He stands them up pretty well.
Similar to what we've seen, patient set. He seems to succeed when he's able to do that.
Yeah, I think as long as he's not facing someone, like you were saying, I think definitely strength is showing to be his weakness, if that makes sense. Vulnerable to those power rushes. He compounds
inside
the
moves,
problem
yeah.
by letting them into his chest. But here he is, good patient block. Top of the screen. All right, now we're in the goal line. Should see a little bit more pass, a little bit more run stuff.
What's going on here, Adam?
They're running jet. He's really got a backside seal. He's kind of not involved in the play here, and ends up kind of bloody.
Yeah, just hit somebody.
I like
in
that.
The end.
Yeah, he goes and finds the pile and moves it. So. I'll take it.
I like the mentality.
Right, I like
yeah, I like,
I like
the mentality in this. Why do you like that?
It's just showing that athleticism again. It's against backups. I think this is against Byron Turner.
Yeah.
Just showing athleticism.
Moves his
That's
feet
where
well.
I think he moves his feet really well. I wish his arms were a little bit longer. I think a little more length would do him well.
Keep people from getting into his chest.
Yeah.
That's a
really
big thing.
He is athletic, though. You guys are right, though. The athleticism kind of shines, especially when they're asking him to move in space.
Here we go. It's blocking a guy that doesn't play here anymore.
Hey, good.
Well, that's why. Pushed his ass out of the program.
But this is what you're talking about. He gets upfield. He finds a scraping linebacker and blocks him.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Like to see him do that against first team safeties instead of third team linebackers. But
bad angle again.
Right. This is the problem.
Yep. Part of it's not on him. He does get kind of pushed into it by the end. But, yeah.
All right, I think we got two more plays.
Another good set. And at this point, he's exhausted. I mean, at this point, big boy's out of it. He's done. He's ready to be cooked.
That might be one of his best pass sets.
He got a lot more burn in the spring game than I think that I realized until we watched all these. Oh, yeah, dude, is he all the way down by the goal line? No, who is that?
Yeah, he's down there.
Yeah, he's
close. I don't think he's who you're thinking
of. Watch that again. Yeah, I got.
They get a little.
He's moving somebody, though.
Yeah, dude. All right. Good way to finish the game, kid.
I think when the pulling guard comes around, they end up double-teaming this.
Yeah, they do. I think that's exactly what happened. But still, nice to see him moving people downfield.
Yep. Hey, picks up a couple people there. I'll take it.
So overall, I thought that was an interesting watch because a lot of people talk about Bless Harris. Just like, okay, start. We pencil him in as a starter. I don't feel like a lot of people go into the why, what he's done good at, the reasons why we talk about him being a part of the starting five coming from Lamar, but also conversely, some of the things that he has to work on. So let's give our final thoughts on him and what you think. Overall, I am encouraged by what I saw. I mean, some clear things that we need to work on, but he seemed to settle into the spring game as it went on. So, I mean, I think these are all corrective issues, things that can be corrected. I don't know if I want to say easily, but definitely with repetition. What do you guys think?
I think that, I think he's your starting right tackle. And I think he's an upgrade over last year's right tackle. If he does the work in the offseason that needs to be done, developing that strength, developing that core body, getting that gut tightened up a little bit. I do think he can play. I think he'd be an average right tackle in the ACC.
I'll take it. So,
yeah, I will too.
Yeah,
Kev, what about you?
I think that I think he's an interesting tackle for this team in the sense that they haven't been able to run outside zone much. They haven't been able to kind of stretch the field in that way, and that's something that Norvell likes doing. He did it a lot at Memphis. I think having a tackle like him. In the short term, maybe he moves inside as time goes along and you get another tackle. But right now, what he allows you to do is a little bit more of those. I liked seeing the outside zone blocking and having Jordan Travis rolling out for passing plays. I think his weakness is clearly to those bull rushers pass setting. And so if you can kind of get him moving, get him run blocking for the passing game, I think that he can be a pretty serviceable tackle and definitely someone that has outpaced my expectations for him pre-spring. So I think he was a good take, and I think he is an upgrade over what you had last year.
I agree. It'll be interesting. He's a guy that can get to the spot where he needs to very quickly. So even though he's not a perfect prospect, we think he could be an average to maybe a good tackle this year. There's some things that he does that a lot of other linemen on this team can't do. So it'll be interesting to see what he can unlock, like those parts of the Norvell playbook that have been a little bit neglected based on the personnel, the offensive line. But I'm with you, Kevin and Adam. I think it was a good take, and I think he's going to be a huge part of Florida State's hopeful success 2022. Well, listen, speaking of successes, we just had another successful episode. Tell your mama, tell your friends, tell everybody about the triple option. Hit the subscribe button, turn notifications on, boop, and we will see you here for the next episode of our spring report card. We're going to be talking about the freshman defensive backs, Azariah Thomas and Sam McCall. Guys, anything else before we head out?
Chop, chop, chop.
Took my line. Chop it on. Now you